Okay, so we're going to do some in Shin Pei Melacha. Sorry, I'm late. So, L'chaira, if I asked what's the idea of Melacha, maybe the pshat is not to be Mesiach Das from the Avelos, but we need to be Magdirid, and we'll see actually that's not so pashat, and it might even affect the dinim. So, the Gemara says, what's the source for Melacha? It doesn't bring a source. So that's the first thing that's sort of interesting. All the other Nigum Velos more or less brings a source. Does that imply that it's less? So if you look at the Rambam back at in Perkei Halacha Aleph, he does put the Issur Melacha all together with everything else. He writes, Eilu Dvarim Sha'adal Asar Bahen Biyom Rishon Min HaTorah V'Shayim Min Medivayim Asar L'Sap L'Chabis L'Rachot V'Lasach L'Shamish Mitaso V'Linhal Sasan L'Asar Melacha L'Kwaz Medivay Torah V'Liskof Samit, etc. So clearly, at halacha, it sounds like it's equal chomer to everybody else. Now, we talked about what does the Rambam mean here when it's in Isser Derais on the first day. Does it mean he's particularly Nehuge Avelus or the concept? But I'll call upon him. Melacha is put together with everything else. But then when we look at the Pratim, it's sort of interesting. When a halacha base, Minayin Sha'avel Asrit is Pares, and he gives a source. Halacha Gimel, Minayin Sha'avel Asrit is Pares, and it gives a source. Halacha hey minayin sheha laavel shatashmita gives a source. Halacha vav minayin shaavel asmin sasandel gives a source. Then halacha zayin remez laavel shasmin atayr shasav asiyas malacha zeshenemar vathachti chageichem laavel ma chagaser asiyas malacha af avel aser asiyas malacha. So here we have a lashon of remez as opposed to all the other nihugim which had a minayin. So the Kesef Mishnah picks up on this and he says, Remez la'avel sha'aser b'asiyas melacha v'chulei, v'dikdik rabbeinu lichtov v'zeh, Remez v'lo kasav minayin, mishum dezu eina raya el remez be'alma. So we don't have a raya for it. So now the question is, does that affect anything? Is it practically more kal because it's only a remez or no? It just doesn't have as much of a makor. So that's not clear. Leah, could you get the phone? Ima's calling. If you think that the other Nihugim Avelos are de Oraisa, then perhaps this Lashon of Remez would imply it's only Asar Midi Rabbanan. And that's why it says remez. Elsewhere, when the Rambam uses a lashon of remez, the Rishonim are medayik that maybe it means the Rabbanan. The Ramban, for example, is medayik that when Hilchos Yichud, when the Rambam says remez. But if you think anyway, the other Nihugim are the Rabbanan, so it could be it doesn't really make that much of a difference. So we'll go on and we'll have to see. We do have a number of exceptions. Cases where we're not here Melacha, and we could think about whether that's a reflection of the fact that the Makor is less clear cut. Now, Tosfos on Daf Yadalit on the base writes that explicitly that even if you hold that there is such a thing as Avelos del Raisa, Avelos of the Isser Melacha is only an Asmachta. Okay. So that's in terms of the Ha'arim, in terms of the Makor. The Gemara says that we treat the first 3 days more stringently when it comes to Issur Melacha. So the Gemara of Chaf Aleph on the base, right? San Rabbanan, Aval Shoshi Yom Rishonim, Asur Bin Melacha, Vafilu Anim Espanis Menat Zdaka, Mikan Ve'elach, Osa B'tzina B'soch Beso, Ve'isha Tava B'felach B'soch Beso. So from the Gemara it sounds like there's no Issur at all B'soch Beso after the first 3 days. And that is the view of Rabbeinu Shemaya and Rashbam. Most Rishonim, and this is certainly the halacha, do not understand the Gemara that way. They understand that there is an Isser. How do you read the Gemara? That Tan Rabbanan, Avel Shloshi Yamim Rishonim Aser Ben Halacha Vafil Ani Mispanis Menat Staka Mikan Vaelach Os Bezin Abul Seisov Veisha Tava Bepelach is only if you're stuck. And then we say about that Tavo Meira. For the people who allow that to happen. So we only have a kula after 3 days, and only in very dire circumstances. Otherwise, we are machmir. But we'll see in terms of davar aved, there's going to be a difference in terms of alidei acherim. So the question is, how does the iser malacha on Chol HaMoed relate to iser halacha vavelos? And this is discussed in the Gemara. I mean, that's actually why how Moed Katan ends up having Hilchos Avelos derech Chol HaMoed. And the question is it more chamor or is it less chamor? And we'll see there are aspects of both. So the Gemara asks on Daf Yud Aleph on the base in Moed Katan, why does the Mishnah start with Davar HaAved by Avelos and Chol HaMoed, but only conclude with Chol HaMoed? In other words, Mishnah starts off, Umisha hafachazesa v'iru avelo ones. So you were hofechazesa, and then avelos happened, so you couldn't finish. Or an ones happened, which prevents you from being able to have finished before Chol HaMoed. Now it's Chol HaMoed. And then the Mishnah concludes with towing kor rishon menichal achar moed. So it doesn't tell you what to do about avelos. So there's two biurim in the Mishnah. We have Rav Shesha and Rav Ashi. Rav Shesha read Rav Idi, Rav Idi says, Zoso meres, varma mutam b'moed, asur b'yimei aflo. So we're much more machmir on avelos. Even though this type of davar aved would be mutter on chol HaMoed, it's asur on avelos. And the second answer is Rav Ashi. He says, no, lo mi bai kamer, lo mi bai b'yimei aflo d'midrabanan, who avelos is only in this drabanan. V'shari ela afilu b'moed. To Asher, Melachim Deraisa, Melachim Seder Sharabanan. Square to Rashi, if we're Makel on Cholmoid, Kavachomer, we are Makel on Avelos de Rabanan. So those are the two opinions. The Gemara brings a Braisa that supports Rashi Shabbat Ravidi, and sort of sounds like that the Halacha is like him. According to Rashi Shabbat Ravidi, again, then Avelos is more Machmir. According to Rashi, it's less Machmir. Why would you be more Machmir for Avelos? Why would you say that avails is more machmir? Isn't the logic of Rav Ashi more logical? Rav Ashi says, if anything, Chol HaMoed should be more machmir. It's deraisa. So the Nemukei Yosef says that the chacham is more machmir on avails more than Chol HaMoed, so that a person won't forget their avails. Doing malach on avails really stares your avails, because you're going to get busy thinking about your malacha. You're not going to be thinking about your avails. The Bach, Sifkat and Gimel over here, writes that the reason that they prohibited Davar Aved, Aydeachma Bavelos, more than Moed, is because you're going to be Tarod, Umisbatel, Me'aveluso, V'yishkach, Resho, Mashenkin, B'Moed. Same answer, same ideas in the Mukhe Yosef. This is the first answer, meaning to say that Melacha shters Avelos more than Melacha shters Moed. And therefore, we're more Machmir. Okay, that's the first approach. The second approach is to say, no, fundamentally, there's no difference between Davar HaAved in Avelos and Davar HaAved in Chol HaMoed. It's just that on Chol HaMoed, it's not Shayach al-Yedei Acherim, so we have to be Matir al-Yedei Atzmo. Whereas on Avelos, since it's Shayach al-Yedei Acherim, because you're the only one with Yisr Malacha, so there's no reason to be Matir, the person to be able to do Davar Aved. It was sufficient to prevent the loss of money to ask to permit Davar Aved al-Yedei Acherim. And finally, the third answer is maybe they were more Makel on Chol HaMoed because of the reason. Why were they Mako on Davar Aved Chol HaMoed? Because Chol HaMoed, it's all about Simchas Yantif. And if you were to experience this loss, you would not have a lot of Simchas Yantif. People are very annoyed when they lose money. So therefore, it's keeping in the spirit of the day that they permitted Davar Aved on Chol HaMoed. Mashenkein and Avelos. Okay, so you'll be upset. No, you're supposed to be upset. So therefore, they were Machmir. So here we have three different approaches to explain why we're more machmir on Davar Aved on Chol HaMoed, on Avelos on Chol HaMoed. Even now, Rav Ashi has the svar that Chol HaMoed is going to be more chamor because Chol HaMoed is Nisr Deraisa, Avelos is Nisr Rabbanan. But still, we have three arguments why Avelos is more chamor. Again, either because the Melacha is a bigger shter tavelos, or two. Fundamentally, they're the same, except that it's only by avelos that it's shaykh lahati al de'echerim. Or number three, that we're more makel on chol hamoed because it's going to shter your simchas yantif. That's far as in shaykh for avelos.
Regarding now, reason number two, could the acherim be goyim?
That's a good question. Maybe we'll talk about it. But here we're generally talking about Ali Day Yisrael, where that's not an option. Presumably, if you have to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, because Davar Aved, it would be better if you could do it Ali Day Gayim, but it's mutter Ali Day Yisrael, nevertheless. But I think you're fundamentally right. If you could, you would. Okay. Now, Rashbag says that it's also to do malacha and davar we'll leave out Rashbag. There's machlok, he's mekel, kashein omen acher, that knows how to do the malacha. That's the shita of Rashbag. And there's a machlok as Rishonim. Do the chachamim disagree with Rashbag or not? And then if they do, how would you paskin? So the Ravid says that the chachamim don't disagree with Rashbag. He's just explaining. The Rif leaves out Rashbag entirely, so it must be that the Chachamim do disagree, and he thinks that the Halach is like the Chachamim, and for some reason we don't say Halach Kedivrei Mekel B'Avel. The Rash goes back and forth. Not clear. Why wouldn't you be Machmir? But the Ritva has a theory. Al Kapanim, we are Machmir on that. Okay. So we're not going to get into the details of that discussion, because it's not really a Libet Hilchasab, but it is an interesting discussion. So the big shaila, or one of the big shailas over here, and this is really a shaila both for Chol HaMoed and on Hilchos Avelos, is how to look at Minyas HaRevach. Is Minyas HaRevach the same thing as Davar HaAved? So the Ramban writes that there seems to be a stira between the Bavli and Yerushalmi on this question. When there are fish that sort of jump onto the Yabasha, so you now have this great store of fish, right? Lots of free fish. And the question is, are you allowed to take them on Chol HaMoed and let's say preserve them? It's a big windfall. So the Gemara says, it's Aser. Why? This isn't a Davar HaAved. This is Minyas HaRevach. So we see from the Bavli that Minyas HaRevach is not considered Davar HaAved. It's not Matir Melacha. However, and again, this is a Shaila fundamentally, L'chor, both for Chol HaMoed and for Avelos. For Chol HaMoed, we're Matir Davar HaAved. For Avelos, at least we're Matir Davar HaAved Al Yedei Acherim. And so we need to figure out how to look at something. Is it a how do we look at Minyas HaRevach? Do we look at it as Davar HaAved, or do we look at it as not Davar HaAved? Minyas HaRevach, something different. So from the Bavli, it sounds like Minyas HaRevach is not considered Davar HaAved. That's why you're not allowed to take those fish and preserve them. Yerushalmi, however, says, Hadash Shayarta Shari Mizvan Minaya B'chol D'Moada. So a Shayarta comes and they're selling things, right? And now are you allowed to buy from this, you know, there it's a sale, kilo, it's a better price. Are you allowed to buy from the sale on Chol HaMoed? So the answer is, it's mutter. Now, sounds like, why are you buying from the sale? To sell, right? You're a merchant, you buy, and if you buy from the sale, you'll make a bigger profit. So you're allowed to buy from the sale on Chol HaMoed. Now that seems to be Minyas HaRevach, right? Because if I buy from the sale, then I could sell the merchandise that I buy and I'll make a profit. And if I don't buy from the sale, then I won't make that profit. So here we're saying Minyas HaRevach is Motor and Chol HaMoed. We see Minyas HaRevach as Davar HaAved. So it seems like there's a stira. So the Ramban answers, I'll tell you what the difference is. The difference is that if I needed to buy this thing anyway, and I'm going to buy it regardless, so then we see that as a loss. So put it differently, we follow the Bavli. Minyas HaRevach is Aser. Minyas HaRevach is not considered Davar HaAved. But let's give it a mashal that's more practical. I need to buy a suit, okay? And now there's a sale, and a suit that usually goes for $300 is now $200. So if I wait till after Chol HaMoed to buy my suit, I'm going to have to pay $300. So we see that as a hefsed, and it's mutter. That's what the Yerushalmi is talking about. But just to make more money, that's aser. Sounds like he is being machalik between pragmatia and a personal, an individual buying something that he needs. Not so clear what the chiluk is, is the pshat that when I buy something in order to sell, when I buy it cheap, I'm just making less money. But when I'm buying it for myself, since I need to buy it anyway, I want it now and it's on sale for $200 now, even though I don't need it now, then we see that as a loss. Not so clear. The loss in the Ramban is, right? So you need that condition. You're planning to buy it anyway. Right? You're not going to be able to get it afterwards, or certainly not at this price. So then that's considered davar ha'aved, and it's mutter. Now, it sounds like in the Ramban, it's only mutter if these two conditions are met. Namely, you need daito to buy it for sure, and you need it for sure to be a cheaper price. In other words, here's the shiloh. Let's say there's a big sale on Chol HaMoed. I don't actually need anything particular. There's nothing I'm going to buy anyway, but I know that whatever I go, I buy is going to be cheap. So I would have thought that, according to the Ramban, it would be also to go shopping at that sale on Chol HaMoed. Because I don't know for sure. There's not something in particular that I need to buy regardless. However, the Rav Moshe writes in Chilake Simon Lamed Vav Os Gimel that it's mutter even if you don't need it so much, and you're just doing it. You're just doing it because it, a mitzia is considered davar afed. That now is the pshat because he thinks that's true according to Ramban, or maybe the pshat is, no, we don't really paskin like the Ramban. And therefore, that's the reason why we're mekel. Why wouldn't we paskin like the Ramban? Because the Ravid gives a different answer. The Ravid writes that be'etzem minyas ha-revach is considered davar aved. How do you bring me ashev the Bavli and Yerushalmi? So you have to figure that out. Alternatively, he says, mekach u'memkar is derachol be'almahu aval tircha leka. So we're a little bit more mekel for mekach u'memkar. Why? Because there's no tircha, there's no malacha, right? Ulagabe moed itmar. This is what the Ravid says. You know what? We're running late. So take a look at the Ravid. And really, this whole discussion is quoted extensively in the Ramban. The Ramban brings a raya that that must be that Minyas HaRevach is not considered Davar Aved, because if I close my store, so that's going to lead to Minyas HaRevach. Pasha, you have to close your store. In fact, you have to close your store. That shows me that Minyas HaRevach is Asar. The Ravid would answer, no, Ma'asu Matan is Derechol Be'alma. That's Asar. That's in the Asar. But whenever you have a, you know, not the regular thing, like the Shiara shows up or there's a sale, and it's always considered Davar Aved. So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch is not so clear. The Shulchan Aruch writes like this, Prakmatia Shelo B'Davar Aved, Shem Lo Yimkor Yafsid Me'akaren, Nim Keres Aide Acherim, right? So if you don't sell it now, there's going to be a loss. So then you could sell it by de'achemim. That's davar aved. Avon lo yafsid me'akaren, ela she'im yim karen ata yarviach ba yoser me'she'im yim karen acharkach. But if you're just going to, if you could buy it cheaper and make a higher profit, so then aser. Mikol makom gam shi'ar so sfinos ba'o, o she'im mevakshim latzeis, if the shi'ar is here, o makom b'zol alokom b'yoker, mutter limkor v'liknos ay de'achemim, so at the beginning he sounds like the Ramban, and then he quotes the Kula of the Ravid. It's really coming from the tour. It's more of a kasha in the tour than on the Shulchan Aruch, but either way, it's a kasha in both. But what's the pshat? So the shach over here, Sif Katan Zayin, writes like this: Atam kevin shu davar she'eno matzoi, shiaros are uncommon. So that's the pshat. He disagrees with the Lavush. In other words, we Paskin like the Ravid, except the Ravid is going to be modet to the Ramban if it's Matsoi. And therefore, Shiaros were Mega. So that's basically what the Psak is. And the Pshat is because Mekach u'memkar, Derechol Ba'alma, is always Aser. Al Kopanim, We're paskening more or less like the Ravid, and you also see that in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, so in Tavkaf Lamites Sif Hey. So therefore, you see a sale, that usual sale, that's going to be Mutter, and that might be the Pesach of Rav Moshe. Okay, this is probably more relevant for Chol HaMoed than it is for Avelos. You're probably not going to send somebody to buy stuff on sale, but that's L'chora what comes out. So I once was asked the Shaila, well, there's no sale now, but I'm by my parents for Chol HaMoed, and then they pay for it. And if I don't buy it then, so then I have to pay for it. The same price. Yeah. So is that different, right? So that's the Shaila. Is that the same thing? Now, again, let's just point out that when the Ravid is Matir, it's because there's no Melacha. So you have to also think about, well, then, okay, so it's Mutter to go buying this stuff and selling this stuff. Is it Mutter to drive to the store? Is it Mutter to sign when you pay with a credit card? There are those that are makel with this also, because it's Melachshin Botircha. We don't really have time to get into that. Cholam was Vegishmak Sivya. Unfortunately, got outvoted for the summer. All right. Now,
In the case of the fish in Yerushalmi, the fish came out of the blue, so to speak. You weren't anticipating getting the fish at all.
Yes.
So that could be another reason for the chibur.
Because the shiara might also be out of the blue. I wasn't anticipating a shiara coming at all. I just woke up one day and I see, wow, look, the shiara is here. It's still mutter, and yet the fish is usser. So you still need to answer the question. Okay. What about if you find in this siman, a lot of different disputes about what's considered a davar ha'aved. For example, according to Yehuda, zorim sadenir and the chachamim disagree. Why? According to Yehuda, this way Beis Yosef explains it, it's davar ha'aved, and according to chachamim, it's just minyas ha'revach. So we're very late, so we're not going to get into the details, but defining davar ha'aved, as you see from our siman, is very unclear. I was once asked the following shaila. There's someone who crochets to like relax herself. And during Shiva, she was, very tense, and she wanted to know if she let a crochet while sitting Shiva to sort of distract herself. So I asked Ray Willig what he thought. Ray Willig said that even though you could argue it is inappropriate, especially during the first 3 days, since it distracts a person from Bechi, he thought it was okay. So we're not in such a madrega. And certainly after 3 days, it's okay. In other words, she's not doing it for sale. If she was she sold her crocheted stuff, she probably gives them away to people, but it's not a business. So he thought that was okay. Then we talked about reading the newspaper on Tisha B'Av, but we'll leave that for now. Sif Ches. So even though we're not where we are Machmir, that you need davar aved mamish, you don't need an out-of-pocket loss. So, for example, the machlokas we shown him is a mutter to lend with ribis on Chol HaMoed. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's mutter, because it's not ma'asu matam. We pass like the Ramban that it's aser, but the Rush says that it's going to be a davar aved if you have an established client. In other words, if I go ahead, and I have this client that comes to me all the time, and so to lend the money with ribis now would be usher, right? That's just minyas ha'revach. But let's say I say no to them. So then they're going to go to my competition, right? And then they go to my competition. I don't know if they're ever going to come back to me. So we see that as a davar aved, not a minyas ha'revach, and therefore it's mutter. Now, I guess this will have to be our last point, but it's a very important shaila, which is how do we look at sunk costs? So if you look at the Pesachei Teshuvah, Sif Katan Aleph over here, he quotes the Chamed Ibn Yehiel, that after Lahatir Lahaskir Susak Bechdei Lachilam, Shazed Davar Aved. What's the idea? The idea is like this. I have horses, right? Much of my business, I rent out my horses every single day for $100 a day. If I don't rent out my horses, so I'm not allowed to rent out my horses, right? That's Minyas HaRevach. It's not Davar Aved. But I have to pay $50 for food every day. So I'm essentially losing $50 a day by not renting them out. So Samudi Daniel says it's going to be mutter. If you're just renting them out to pay for their costs. So the question is, how far do you go with this? Let's say I have a business and I have workers. I have to pay my workers regardless. Even if I shut down my business for Avelos, I have to pay my workers. So does that mean that I could open up a business in order to cover my costs? Well, what about to pay my mortgage, right? In other words, there are always costs. What about the electricity costs that, you know, are there anyway? There are always going to be costs associated with any business. So the shaila is going to be, how far could you take this? If we're going to say this is mutter, then basically you can keep open any business on Chol Moed. So Aruch HaShulchan over here, Sif Chaf Ches, raises this possibility. And he says, yeah, this is sort of what people are so mechan. Chol Dever Aved, who had her gamor, ba'avel, Chol Moed, v'lo chashin v'farhasi, v'chol yodim, sheze hefzid, u'befrat b'sman hazeh, bar magdolos, shehameschar gadol, v'rubo b'hakafa, people anyway have all these loans, v'im tia ne'ula shevas yamim, ha'hefzid rav ma'od, v'lachin mekilim b'zeh. Again, very hard to know how far you take this, because if you take it too far, then the holdman is going to be gone. All right, looks like we're out of time. I'm really sorry for late. So tomorrow we'll have, again, shir at 12:15, because assuming Minchas at 1:30, we'll have shir at 12:15 in person. And we'll finish Shin Pei and move on to Shin Pei Aleph at the very least. The very least we'll do Shin Pei Aleph tomorrow. Be'ezus Hashem. And you should just keep on going, go as fast as you can while understanding it. So Rechitza, finishing Melacha and Rechitza tomorrow. I guess that's probably all we'll do. Okay, have a good day.
Thank you.